Mike Leach joining us, soccer reporter, 680 News. Mike, always great to have you on the show. Well, had to win, but Mike, I think we're at the stage now that TFC has to win the majority of their games, but certainly beating Montreal was a big win for the team tonight.
We had to have, Greg Vanney was targeting 7 of the last 10 to win, which they had won, I think, 6 of the first 24. So it is definitely a tall task for TFC. But there are 4 games in particular that they have to win. The 2 against Montreal, of course, the 1 here tonight, and then they will play at the Impact in October. And then they've got a home game against New England, and then they'll travel to the upstart DC United in their new home at Audi Field. But, yeah, definitely this one was one that they absolutely had to have. We talk about this was basically a 6-point swing game, because if they had lost, they would have fallen 12 points back of Montreal, who sits in 6th place. With 9 games left, that's probably too much to ask of TFC. So this one, certainly in a 1 game at a time, this was a must win. But certainly in terms of the playoff race, they're now 6 points back of the Impact with 2 games in hand. So don't rule them out.
2 or 3 of the most exciting sports events I think I've ever seen. It was only on TV, but last year's playoff run and the final down at BMO, very exciting. The team was inspired and skillful and all that stuff. Last week, I watched them play in San Jose. Man, there was just no sense of urgency. They didn't even put Javenko into the game until the 60th minute. I don't know if you saw that game, but I'm hoping that the game tonight, there was a lot more inspiration. I know they didn't have Jose Altidore, but if you saw the 2 games, could you compare them?
Well, I mean, to Greg Vanney's credit, they're in a bit of a tough spot now with the schedule. And in terms of travel, if you look in the run-up to that San Jose game, they had the game in Vancouver, and then the game at home against Vancouver, and then have to travel west, now travel back. This team is already badly battered with injuries. They've traveled probably more than anybody else. If you combine the Champions League at the beginning of the season, this team has been tired, and it's, for Greg Vanney, it's a position where he's got to manage his roster. I thought they got a nice performance in his debut last week from Lucas Hansen. And again, I thought tonight with Hansen and Jovinko together, and Vanney said it in his post-game availability, he thought that they had they were really mobile together and did a really nice job in partnership up top. This game, obviously, this was a must-win game because it's a 6-point swing. That game last week in San Jose, although you want more than a draw, particularly at the worst team in the league, that wasn't devastating in that it was a Western Conference opponent. It's not a team that they were fighting for position with. But again, we're at a stage, and Michael Bradley alluded to it tonight, they're not really in a position to drop points to anyone at this point in time. So last week is last week. Tonight is tonight. They got the performance that they needed tonight. Now they have to go to Portland in midweek, and that's not going to be easy. And who knows who plays in that game, because it's on turf with travel and all that, and a big home game next week against Los Angeles FC.
All big left for TFC, without question. Mike Leach is with us, soccer reporter, 680 News. TFC gets a big win at BMO Field, defeating Montreal Impact 3-1. 3 early goals, getting TFC the damage in this one as they close in on the Impact. Now 6 back of Montreal, 2 games in hand as well. Still New England and DC United in the mix, but clearly the playoff picture at least somewhat more achievable now for TFC. Got to believe, too, Mike, the fact that they were able to score those quick goals energize that crowd. Maybe just talk about the ongoing importance of and how the fans and supporters of TFC make that such a tough place to play, especially for a visiting team gets down by a couple of goals.
Yeah, I mean, the crowd was into it tonight, and it's been an interesting week for TFC supporters with what went on Thursday with one of the supporters groups. Basically having their privileges and their tickets terminated. The atmosphere here tonight, I don't think was at a playoff level, maybe. Certainly not what we saw in the playoffs against Montreal 2 years ago. But it was intense. It was a rivalry game. There were a fair number of Impact fans up in the northeast stand tonight. And from what I understand, there were possibly some incidents up there, but I can't say for sure, so I can't confirm that. But the atmosphere was good. This team has said many times in the past that they thrive and they play better with the fans being into the game, and certainly it's a two-way relationship. As you said tonight, TFC jumping out to the 3-0 lead. I thought before that opening goal, they looked a little bit jittery, and there was maybe a bit of a tense atmosphere in the crowd. When they got ahead 3-0, the crowd was certainly into it, but it didn't take long. I think it was only about a minute before Alejandro Silva absolutely smashed one past Alex Bono to make it 3-1, and then the Montreal Impact really, really came from there in the closing stages of that first half. And that there was a bit of a tense atmosphere in the stadium throughout the rest of the game.
Mike, was there any sense at BMO of the absence of inebriati? And I'd love to hear your take on the termination of that group.
To the first part of your question, a little bit. They definitely bring a real fervor to that South End, and the other South End supporters are now going to have to pick up the slack in terms of creating atmosphere in that portion of the stadium that filters out to the rest of the stadium. It was noticeable a little bit, but I wouldn't say that it was night and day. Like, it wasn't. We haven't gone from a really, really rowdy stadium to, you know, Scotiabank Arena for a Leafs game in the middle of December, you know, where it's more people sitting on their hands. So the second part of your question, it was something that had to happen, and it was something that was coming, and clearly this group had exhausted all of their chances with the club. And I'm not going to speak for the club, but there have been a number of incidents in the past. There was an incident, I believe, earlier this year in Columbus where a Crew fan was burned. There are varying sides to that story, of course. But what happened on Thursday with the termination of inebriati was not the result of just the incident in Ottawa, which had gone too far. Setting fires in the stands, explosions, you know, talking to people who were there, they were saying they thought maybe a bomb had gone off in the stadium. That's when you've taken your fandom and your support of a team too far. And they've tried to create this kind of ultra culture, which we could get into, that exists over in Europe, in certain parts of Europe, not in others. You can't take flares into an English Premier League stadium. You can't take fireworks or any of that stuff into an EPL stadium. But certainly what had happened here, and it's unfortunate for the members of that group who were not involved in that incident in Ottawa, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. They've had their tickets taken away. A few of them, I'm sure, people who were actually in Ottawa have had their tickets taken away, and they've been banned for life, essentially, from the stadium. It's unfortunate that that had to happen. And I know a number of people don't like the fact that collective justice was meted out for the acts of a few individuals, and I can understand that. But I think as far as inebriati goes, and you look at some of the Twitter responses from other supporters of Toronto FC, it basically said, we've had enough of these guys anyway. They've intimidated the Toronto fans. They've gone on the road and represented the team and the city poorly. Enough was enough.
Indeed. And, you know, Mike, the Ottawa thing in particular was just absolutely ridiculous. But What are we going to do? Mike Leach with us from 680 News, Roger Lajoie, Barry Keane with you. TFC gets a big 3-1 win over Montreal, still very much in the playoff mix. So speaking of Jose Altidore, we were talking about him earlier, suspended one extra game after the red card, and now some rumors about some transfer offers perhaps for him. Mike, what's going on with Jose Altidore?
Well, I mean, as far as the transfer rumors go, the club and Greg Vanney essentially put those to bed. There are always rumors surrounding players. It's part of world soccer. As far as the club receiving any substantial offers for Jose Altidore, that hasn't happened. So he's not going anywhere, and the transfer deadlines are closed anyway until January. So I would not expect to see Jose Altidore moving anywhere in the near future. He's made it very clear that he loves the city of Toronto. He loves the fans. He wants to play here and be a part of this club. And I believe that from club and player, that is a shared attitude. So I wouldn't expect to see Jose Altidore going anywhere in the near future. I think those are just rumors.
No question, though, a very valuable member of this team and presence missed. But that will not be for much longer. Wednesday at Portland, as you already alluded to, Saturday, Los Angeles Football Club here, and then, of course, every game becomes important. LA Galaxy at the Red Bulls, New England Revolution, and Vancouver here. Mike, one thing about it, despite the, you know, number of teams and still the points that have to be done, at least a win like tonight's, and you mentioned this a 6-point swing, still puts the TFC's future at least a little bit in their own hands, because, you know, what Vanney was talking about, if they can win 7 out of 10 games, that's likely going to do it. And, you know, when you're still chasing teams ahead of you in the standings, you still have to hope some of them lose. But, boy, they have 2 games in hand on Montreal. It's only New England and another team ahead of them. At least now it's feasible, is it not?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely feasible. It's a tough ask. Again, you're asking a team that has won 7 of 25 games to win 6 of its last 9. This team, what we know of them, it is possible, but they're battling injury situations, and Sebastian Jovinko might have picked up a bit of a hamstring injury tonight, so who knows what his status will be like for that game in Portland. I would suspect that he might not play because it is on turf, and they, you know, Greg Vanney has really targeted, they have to win the home games, and they've got 2 home games against Los Angeles FC, and that's actually a big game for Michael Bradley with his father coaching Los Angeles FC. So that's going to be an interesting game. And then you've got Zlatan coming here the following week with LA Galaxy. Those are winnable games, but as you say, they're having to look elsewhere in the out of town scoreboard to see what other teams are doing. DC United is absolutely on fire right now, as is the Philadelphia Union. With the 3 games, Portland, LAFC, and LA Galaxy coming up, you got to win those games, but you're not taking points away from any of the teams that you're chasing like you did tonight against Montreal. There are no 6-point games there. They're going to need help. Obviously, they're going to need help to get into the playoffs. They can potentially beat Montreal again, win the 2 games they have against Montreal to at least equal Montreal. But then there's the other teams that you have to worry about. And DC United on fire, a lot of home games and games in hand on virtually everybody.
And 3 on TFC, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a potential for 9 points there. The last week, TFC picked up that 1 point in San Jose. And over the course of that week, they lost a grand total of 8 points to D.C. because D.C. had won on the night that TFC lost to New York City with that incredible goal set up by Wayne Rooney against Orlando. Then they won in midweek, and then they won again on the Saturday night that TFC was only able to get the draw in San Jose. That's 8 points dropped in the course of a week. If you're TFC, you can look at that from 2 sides. You lost 8 points to them, but you have 2 games in hand on Montreal. You can pick up a bunch of points on teams as well if they can find a good run of form and avoid injuries.
And that will be the case starting Wednesday night in Portland. But TFC does what they had to do tonight, be the team they're chasing in the standings, being the Montreal Impact 3-1. I'm Mike Leach joining us from 680 News to talk about it tonight, which is always fun. Mike, thank you so much.
Thanks very much for having me, Roger.